This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Minneapolis, Kansas, and I'm visiting with Jeff Austin. He's a district conservationist for USDA here. And Jeff, the wheat harvest pretty well winding up around here?
Yes, sir. We're about wrapped up.
How has the wheat been this year?
Better than expected. I've heard reports of yields anywhere from low 40s to mid 60s.
Not bad, and people pleasantly surprised with that?
Right, yeah. We were expecting much worse with little to no rain in March and April.
So how long has it been since you've had a good rain?
We had some good rains here in May, but really for the past couple of years, it's been pretty sparse.
So that's maybe helped the wheat finish out and do a little bit better than anticipated?
Right. I think the rains in May helped out. There in April, we were looking. The wheat was really pretty short and sounded like at harvest. My dad specifically had said that the wheat was really pretty short, but was shocked to see that it had filled out pretty well.
Have you heard anything about test weights? Has the quality been fairly decent?
I haven't heard anything specific to Ottawa County. I have heard that people were having better quality, but yeah, I would suspect due to drought stress, but I haven't heard anything specific to this county.
And as far as disease problems, have you heard anything about that?
No reports on disease issues.
You're the district conservationist here. What all does that entail?
So I work for the Natural Resources Conservation Service. It's a part of the United States Department of Agriculture. We work with private landowners to assist with conservation issues on their farms, and not just on farms, but really any private lands that participate in any sort of agricultural production. That could be anywhere from wildlife habitat on a small parcel in someone's backyard to working on a large-scale crop farm as well. So we deal with really any kind of conservation issue to help preserve or enhance or improve natural resource issues on private lands.
Well, I understand there is a big interest in conservation at this point.
I think that as we see environmental changes taking place and a tightening sort of, profit margin for producers in the area, there's definitely been an increase in interest in conservation issues and looking for ways to kind of improve that profit margin and to kind of benefit or counteract or work against the changes and as far as lasting drought and stuff like that, to be able to kind of address some of those issues.
I think, aren't there some programs where a conservation plan is required for participation?
On the FSA, the Farm Service Agency side, there's a requirement to maintain your farm in conservation compliance. Participate in federal programs on highly erodible lands, but it's a voluntary deal. There's no true required conservation implementation. Everything that we try to do here is intended to be on a voluntary basis.
But that can help with, as you said, the dryness you've been experiencing around here and other weather factors and help, she said, boost that bottom line.
Sure, we like to work with producers or landowners based on what their goals are. So if their goal is to boost their bottom line, then we can look and see what sorts of conservation practices we might be able to implement to do just that.
And back to the wheat harvest, it sounds like pretty well done around here. Have you spoken with many producers about their wheat harvest?
Just a few. Everyone I've talked to has said that the harvest went better than they had expected. They were shocked with the yields that turned out to be a little bit higher than anticipated, and everyone that I have talked to has been pleasantly surprised.
Well, thank you. This is Jim Winger from Minneapolis, Kansas.